We have a horse that has hay fever. Isn't that just something else? Yeah, he weighs about 40 or 50 pounds less than that. So I hope no one minds, he's gonna go naked.
Under all that hair, how can you tell?
How does this feel about Flash?
Well, he's flashing right now, so I think it's fine. Yeah, it should be fine. The fennec sometimes will jerk a little bit when you first start doing flashes, but they get over it relatively quickly. Okay, so I've got your tissue right there if you need it. This is Bronco Billy. He's about 13 years old. He's a miniature horse who was born with dwarfism. And this is all you get.
So he would naturally be that size, or is he abnormal?
He's special.
Who said that? Coming at you with the fingers. He's special. He's extraordinary, and he knows it.
So he's not a miniature pony then?
He's an actual miniature horse, but because of the dwarfism. Do you remember Billy Barty, the actor? Billy Barty was born with dwarfism as well, and if you noticed the shape of his body, he had kind of a barrel chest, very short neck, very short little fingers. Billy has all the same physical attributes as a dwarf human. So his mother stood about that tall, was a very, very refined, very beautiful little miniature horse. His dad was one of the top miniature horses in the U.S. 15 years ago. And
he just had the genes then?
I think both of them carried the gene, because the father had not produced any dwarfs before, but neither had the mother. So the combination of the two of them produced a mini Winnie. And because he's so round, people a lot of times say, well, is he pregnant? And I say, no, he's not. he's built more like a draft horse, rather than being built like an Arabian, which is what they want the little miniature horses to look like, very refined. He's built more like a draft horse. He has an extremely short neck, so he can't lift his head up like other horses can. So his head is down, which is fine for him because it's closer to food. He would rather have it be short in this direction than not be able to touch the ground like, say, a warthog.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Does he have any health problems?
Well, when he was born, he had a heart murmur. He's grown out of that. Other than that, no. I mean, we have to watch him like other horses with colic. He's a little more inclined to get colic than a full-sized horse. So we just watch what he eats. We have to watch the amount he eats and what he's eating.
Oh, God.
Something food.
Watch your fingers.
Oh, yeah. You gotta hold on to it.
So any questions about Bronco Billy? Okay. We'll talk about the fennec next.